各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace to you all。
刚才你们读的《约翰一书》啊，当中的第六、第八、第九节啊，他跟我们明确的指出了这个问题的要害是在哪里。
The passage we just read from verse 6, 8 and 9 really point out the crux of the matter for the chapter.
这个要害就是人否定自己的罪。
That is, human deny one's own sin.
而且他又告诉我们
Not only that,
我们应该如何去解决这个问题。
And how should we resolve this issue?
怎么解决呢
？And how should we resolve it?
就是认罪悔改。
That is to repent.
我们从以下三个方面来认识。
And we're going to address this understanding with three points.
第一方面
，First，
不认罪就隔断了与神的相交。
If we don't confess our sins, we are going to cut off the fellowship with God.
这个真理呢，我们从第六节里边可以看出来。
And we can understand this truth from verse 6.
因为第六节是这么说的。
Because verse 6 goes like this.
我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎，不行真理了。
If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the faith.By the truth.
基督徒认同真理的教导。
That we Christians need to understand the truth in the Bible.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们不是义人。
We are not righteous.
所以主耶稣才来拯救我们嘛。
And this is the very reason why Jesus came and rescued us.
当我们成为神的儿女之后
Once we become a child of God.
是不是就到此为止呢?
Does it mean we finally reached the end?
不是。
No.
我们的生命还需要改变。
Our life needs to be transformed.
改变成为圣洁。
To be sanctified.
这才是一个正确的认识。
And this is the true understanding.
可是我们都知道人是不可能不犯错。
And yet we know we are human, we do sin.
甚至于犯罪。
And many times we do sin.
有人以为啊。
Someone thought,
那这个没什么要紧的。
This is not a big deal.
那只要我们和神保持交通。
As long as we can continue to communicate with God,
那就不妨碍我们的信仰生活了嘛。
It won't hinder us our spiritual growth.
因为上一次我们不是讲到啊，这个生命之道第二个啊，第二之二就讲到与相交这个真理吗
？Because as we just mentioned last time, in order to have fellowship, live a word way of the word, we just need to have fellowship with God.
我们只要与神保持相交就没问题了嘛
？As long as we keep our fellowship with God.Everything will be fine, isn't it?
这个想法是错误。
This is wrong.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们请看第六节是怎么说的。
Let us focus on verse 6 and see how it says.
他说：“我们若说是与神相交
，It says if we claim to have fellowship with him，
却仍在黑暗里行
，yet walk in the darkness，
就是说谎话。
We lie.
不行真理了。
And do not live by the faith, truth.
一个人犯了罪。
When one sins,
他就和神隔绝了。
Now the person no longer can have fellowship with God.
神就不会听他的祷告。
And God can no longer to listen to that person's prayer.
他怎么还能和神相交呢
？So there won't be any fellowship afterward.
啊。他和神的关系已经破坏了。
The relationship has been destroyed between the person and God.
他怎么还可以认为啊，这不会妨碍 他的信仰生活呢
？And how can this person assume this won't hinder his spiritual state？
所以他那么说，只要保持与神相交，就不影响他的信仰生活，这个是错的，是说谎话。
And then it is wrong for someone to assume when, as long as he can keep the fellowship with God, and by denying his own sin, can keep his spiritual life normal.
还有一点也很重要。
There's another point we need to focus.
有些罪是显而易见的。
Some of the sins are easily detected.
但是有些罪呢，是隐而未现。
And however, some of the sins are hidden.
我们都知道人个性是不相同的。
We know we are all different.
啊，这个中国的古语里面不是这么讲吗？啊，形相近而性相远，对不对？
As a Chinese old saying, even though we may have, we are close physically, and yet we may have a totally different character.
有些人的性格呢是比较外向。
Some people are more extroverted.
喜怒哀乐啊，都表现在外边。
They express their emotion easily.
所以他们就得罪人啊，或者做错事情啊，大家都很容易看得见。
So, and therefore, oftentimes they could offend people easily, and people can easily spot what's in their mind.
但是还有另外一种性格的人呢，他们是内向的。
And however, there are another type of people, they are more introverted.
他心里面有什么怨恨，有什么怒气，他不表现出来。
And some of their hidden bitterness or anger, they won't express it.
他隐藏在心里。
They hide those feelings inside.
所以他在与人际之间的关系呢，表面上还是过得去的。
So on the surface, it seems that their human relationship with others are going fine.
当然，他在神那里是过不去的。
Of course, the person may have a problem of keeping the relationship with God.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为怨恨是罪。
Because Grudging is sin.
我们的神是什么样的神呢？我们在认识神里边已经讲过了。
What God is the God we believe?
我们的神是公义的、圣洁的，对吗
？Our God is righteous and holy, isn't it?
他绝不以有罪为无罪。
And He will not see sin as no sin.
所以，一个人如果他心里隐藏着怨和恨
，If someone hide hatred and grudge in their heart，
公义的神、圣洁的神是不会放过的。
And the righteous and holy God won't let this go。
因此，我们就要建议那些性格外向的人呢、啊。
And therefore, we should make a recommendation to those extroverted person，
啊，要学习忍耐。
That you need to have patience。
要学习柔和
，You need to be gentle。
而那些内向的人呢
？And how about those who are introverted？
就要学习真诚
，You need to be sincere。
就要注意方式
，And you need to watch your expression。
要凭爱心说诚实话
，And you need to say the truth with love。
有一个原则很重要
，There is a principle we need to focus。
宁愿得罪人
，We rather to offend people。
不可得罪神
than offending God.
不管你是外向的也好，你是内向的也好
，No matter you are extroverted or introverted.
记住这个原则
Please remember this.
这是第一方面
This is the first aspect.
第二方面
Secondly,
不承认罪性的存在是自欺欺人
If we don't recognize the existence of our sins, we are self-deceiving.
这个真理呢？我们可以从第八节看出来。
We can find out this truth from verse 8.
第八节说
Verse 8 goes like this.
我们若说自己无罪
If we claim to be without sin,
便是自欺真理不在我们心里了。
We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
我不知道你们有没有这个感受啊。
I don't know whether you have such feeling or not.
在我决志信主的时候啊。
Before I'm confess and be converted.
我很感谢神啊，很感恩呢、啊。圣经里边有这么一句话。
I truly appreciate a word from the Bible.
他说旧事已过，一切都是新的了。
You say the old things has gone.
所以那个东西。
The new has come.
所以那个时候心里边感到特别的释放。
And therefore, I was truly liberated.
非常的畅亮。
I was so happy.
旧事已过，一切都是新的了。
Because all has gone, the old has gone, the new has come.
你们在决志信主的时候有没有这个感觉啊？
When you just came to become a believer, do you have such feeling and excitement?
我相信还是有很多人会有这种感觉。
I believe many of you concur this.
但是我们要知道。
However, we need to understand this.
我们不可以用这一句圣经的话。
We cannot quote this Bible passage.
来否定我们的罪性。
To deny our sin nature.
因为这句话是说什么呢？旧事已过，就是你被你的过去所犯的罪已经因为你信主而被神赦免了。
Because this particular verse was talking about all the sin that you have committed, you have sinned against God, has been forgiven by God.
而不是你的罪性从此就不存在了。
And it doesn't mean from now on you won't have your sin nature.
如果你的罪性从信主决志之后就没有了的话，
If that is the truth that our sin nature is gone on the day when we believe in the Lord,
那我们还需要成为圣洁吗？
Then there's no need to be sanctified.
我们已经圣洁了。
Because we are already.
我们没有罪性了嘛？
We have no sin.
这是不对的。
No, this is not true.
所以不要用这句圣经来否定自己罪性的存在。
And let us not quote this verse out of context to deny the existence of our sin nature.
那么人的罪性在哪里呢？
Then where is our sin nature?
因为我们人心里边都存在着一种反叛神的那么一种倾向。
Because we have a nature of rebellious, especially we like to rebel against God.
啊，我们都是存在着自私。
We are selfish.
啊，我们习惯于以自我为中心。
We like to view things as self-centered point of view.
我们不知不觉的啊，我们就偏行己路。
Without knowing, we start gone has begun go astray.
这些都是罪性的表现。
And this is the expression of.
所以人的想法和行为啊。
And therefore, in our mind and our action.
常常是和神的性情和他的教导是相反。
Often go against and oppose God's teaching and His character.
我们举几个例子。
Let me bring some examples.
比如神要我们谦卑，对吗？
For example, God asks us to be humble.
要谦卑，要顺服。
God asks us to be submissive and humble.
要舍己爱人。
To be self-sacrifice and to love others.
但是人心里边骄傲。
And yet we have pride inside of us.
我们不喜欢谦卑。
We don't like to be humble.
或者嘴巴上是谦卑，心里边还是很高傲的。
And even though we say in our lips, and yet in our heart we are very prideful.
我们只是喜欢别人称赞自己。
We like other people to praise us.
我们总喜欢多得到一些好处。
We would like to receive more good from others.
我们不愿意舍弃自己的利益。
And yet we do not want to forsake any of our own benefit.
我们嘴上说的和心里边想的是不一样的。
Whatever we say on lips is different from the state of our heart.
如果是这样的话，那不是自欺欺人吗？
So if this is the case, then we are truly deceiving ourselves.
还有一种错误的想法。
And also there is another misunderstanding.
说是我认罪的话，这个这不丢脸的事情吗？
Say, well, if I confess my sin, is that embarrassing?
那会叫别人看不起吗？
So that I will be looked down by others.
你看那个人他犯过罪耶。
And so and so who has sinned?
这个观念是错误的。
This is a wrong understanding.
为什么说他是错误的？
Why is this wrong?
一个人真心的承认自己的罪过。
If someone truly confess one's own sin,
他努力改正,
and he truly pay attention and try to change his behavior,
因而他变得更加的美善,
and the person become more beautiful,
那有什么不好呢?
Then what's wrong with that?
就像人家说,哎,你脸上脏了,
just like someone point out, there is something on your face.
你把脸挡住没有?
And you cannot just cover your face and say, no, there is nothing on my face.
你不擦,挡住,人家就不知道吗?
So if you don't wipe the dirt away and just try to cover it, do you think other people won't see there is something on your face?
那个脸就不脏吗?
It doesn't mean your face is clean.
何况,这个承认自己的罪过,改正自己的罪过。
And furthermore, let's talk about try to confess and repent of your sin.
他就会感动其他的人。
And when you do that, it will bring influence to others.
他就会看到,哦,原来这个有生命的基督徒跟社会上的人是不一样的。
And other people see a truly life-changing Christian is different from other people in this society.
所以人们就会把这个荣耀归于我们的神。
And people will give the glory to God because your action.
也带动其他的人来认识赞美我们的主。
At the same time, you also motivate and help others to bring glory to God.
所以承认自己的罪过,努力的改正,有两方面的效果。
And therefore, if you truly confess and you want to repent and change your behavior will bring out two effects.
那就是荣神益人。
That is, bring glory to God and benefit others.
那这怎么是丢脸呢？当然不是。
And how could this be embarrassing?
啊，还有一种人认为。
And also there is another group of people.
哎呀，我如果向神认罪的话。
If I truly confess to God.
那不是留下个记录了吗
？It doesn't mean then my there will be a bad record for of mine.
那就像我们现在社会上说，他。那这不就有案底了吗
？Then just like what we think, then we have a bad record in the police file.
那就糟了嘛。
Then it will be terrified.
这个想法
it will be horrible, you think?
这个想法也是错误。
No, this is wrong.
既然神赦免
，as long as God forgives,
这个罪就一笔勾销了嘛。
When God forgives, everything is gone.
否则叫什么赦免呢
？Then if it's not the case, then it's not called forgiving.
就像人家说你欠我的钱，我说免了。
Just like if you owe someone money and the person your debtor say, no, you're forgiving.
那你还欠我钱吗
？Then you no longer owe anything to the person.
不欠了吗
？Then everything is it's set fair and straight.
所以神赦免了我们的罪。
So when God forgave our sins,
就不存在什么案底的问题了。
So there is no more record.
相反。
On the other hand,
如果你不认这个罪,
if you don't confess your sin,
这个案底老在这个地方,
then the record is always there.
各位弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们心里边还有没有要向神去认的罪呢?
Is there anything in our heart that we need to confess to God?
比如,
for example,
你有没有得罪过别人呢?
Have you ever confessed and offend others?Have you ever offended others?
你是不是对有的人还心存怨恨呢?
Do you still hold some grudges to someone?
你是不是论断过别人的是非呢?
Have you ever make some judgment?
你是不是有意无意的羞辱过教会,羞辱过神呢?
Have you ever humiliate church? Have you ever bring shame to God?
如果有
，If you did，
那你就今天晚上就向神去认罪吧。
Tonight is the time you should come to God and confess.
慈爱的神一定会赦免你的罪。
Our merciful and kind Lord will forgive our sin.
因为这是他的应许。
Because this is His promise.
你赦免，你认罪，我就赦免。
If you confess.He will forgive.
啊，我们为什么要背着这个沉重的包袱呢
why should we carry on this unnecessary burden?
我们把这个包袱背在身上有什么好处呢？
What's the benefit of carrying this burden on your shoulder?
你将来也混不过去嘛。
Even until the end, you cannot get rid of it. You need to face the consequence.
对，你要面对神，面对神的审判的。
Because you are going to face the judgment from God.
如果你有人担心
，If someone who is worrying,
哎呀，过去有些事情，那几十年了，我都忘掉了嘛。
There something happened that I have done wrongly decades ago. I have forgotten it.
那怎么办呢
？What can I do about it?
别担心
Don't worry.
诗篇十九篇第十二节说
And Psalm 19 and verse 12 goes like this.
谁能知道自己的错时呢
And who can remember one's transgression?
愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错
May you forgive me all of my hidden transgressions.
人只要真心诚意地向神祈祷
As long as we come before the Lord with open heart and sincere mind.
他不会看，不会去计较，说你是多少年以前有的，你一直没告诉我，我现在的不行，不能赦免，不会。
And God won't hold you accountable of something you have forgotten that you have done wrong years ago.
因为神，他只看你的心。
Because God looks at our heart.
神不说吗？他住在至高至圣之处。
Didn't God say He sit in the holy place above?
他也与心灵痛悔的人同在。
And He is with those people with contrite heart.
啊，所以我们不要有任何的啊这个担心和犹豫。
So let us not hold any worry.
但是我们要注意一点。
However, we do need to pay attention.
在我们向神认罪的时候啊
，When we confess to our Lord,
你不要为自己的罪去辩护。
Do not try to cover up and find excuses of your own sin.
说神啊，那件事情不怪我呀，那是我是做过那个事，但是不怪我，他是怪别人。
You don't need to say to God, God, please, no, I couldn't help it. I shouldn't be the one who blamed to be blamed. Should be someone else.
千万不要这样做。
Don't you ever do that?
因为圣啊真真言二十八章十三节说。
Because Proverb chapter 23,
yeah, 28.
Verse
28.
Verse 13. Yeah,
他这么说。
It goes like this.
他说遮掩自己罪过的。
Whoever try to cover up one's own sin.
必不亨通
His way won't go well.
承认离弃罪过的
Whoever confess and willing to get away from one's sin
必蒙怜悯
Will be blessed.
这是第二方面
This is the second point.
第三方面
Thirdly,
认罪悔改是生命之道
Repentance is the way of life.
这个真理我们可以从第九节看出来。
And we can discover this truth from verse 9.
第九节说
Verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪
If we confess our sins,
神是信实的
He is faithful,
是公义的
and just,
必要赦免我们的罪
will forgive us our sins,
洗净我们一切的不义
and purify us from all unrighteousness.
罪性存在我们人心里
Sin nature is already in our hearts.
这是不容否认的。
This is something we couldn't deny.
因为你总要总会表现出来。
Because no matter what, it will show up.
啊，所以我们会犯错，会犯罪。
And therefore, it is inevitable we are going to do wrong things.
如果我们犯了罪
，If we have done something wrong and sin,
那怎么办呢？
What can we do about it?
有什么出路吗?
Is there any way out?
有。
Yes, there is a way.
这个出路就是认罪悔改。
That is confess and repent.
这就是第九节所指明的道路。
And this is the way which has been pointed out in verse 9.
认罪得赦免。
When you confess, you will be forgiven.
在圣经里边有很多例子。
And there are many examples in the Bible.
比如说我们都记得有一个啊被众人所痛恨的一个税吏。
As we know, if you remember, we know there is a tax collector who has been despised and hated by people.
他来到圣殿里。
He came to sanctuary, the temple, the holy temple.
他低着头，头都不敢抬。
And he bowed his head and he won't dare to lift up his face.
他用手捶着胸说
he punched his own chest and said,
神啊
Lord,
求你开恩可怜我这个罪人吧。
May you be merciful on me, I'm a sinner.
神赦免他了吗？
Did God forgive him?
神宽恕了他。
Yes, God has forgiven him.
算他为义。
And count him as righteous.
我们还记得在主耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
Do we still recall the time when Jesus was crucified on the cross?
在他的左右有两个罪大恶极的强盗。
There were two bad criminals who were hanged on the cross left and right of Jesus at the same time.
当中有一个强盗。
And one of the robber.
啊，他承认自己是有罪的。
He confessed that he is a sinner.
他说我是罪有应得。
He said, I deserve to be crucified.
主怎么样对他呢？
And what was the reaction from Jesus?
他不是求主纪念他吗？
Did this criminal ask Jesus to remember him?
主就应允他。
And Jesus took his request.
说你要同在乐园里了。
You will be with me in paradise tonight.
什么是悔改？
And what's the meaning? What is repentance?
悔就是承认自己错了。
Repentance means recognize that you're wrong.
中国话不有句话吗？悔不当初。
That there's an old saying that we regret what we have done before.
承认自己过去错了。
We admit that we have done wrong.
他愿意真心诚意地回转。
That people are willing to turn their hearts from their old path.
这个当然好。
This is definitely good.
但是悔是消极的。
And yet, if just recognizing and being regretful is still passive.
哎呀，我真不应该那么做。哎，我真的是真做错了。
And you say, wow, I shouldn't do that. I truly regret what I have done before.
如果一个人只停留在这样一个阶段上，
If people only stay at a stage,
那他就是消极的。
Then he's still in a passive mode.
有错承认。
Not only one need to admit the person he himself has done wrong.
而且去改正。
And not only that, he needs to correct his action.
他的生命就一定会被改变。
Only when he turn back, then his life will start to transform.
会改变成为美好。
Then his life will be transformed into something good.
这个才是积极的。
And this is an active part of someone's action.
所以千万不要只有悔而没有改。
So let us not only be regretful and yet there's then resist the change in your life.
改了，神就喜悦。
Not only you feel regretful and you need to repent and turn, and this will bring pleasure to God.
所以由此我们可以看见。
And therefore we can see.
认罪悔改的过程啊。
And we can see the process of repentance.
就是我们的生命不断地被改变成为圣洁的过程。
And it is a process that our life continuously to be transformed, being shaped, and to be sanctified.
也正因为如此，
And because of this very reason,
所以我们说认罪悔改是生命之道。
And therefore, confess and repentance is the way of life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们从约翰一书第一章一到十节。
From verse 1 to verse 10 in 1 John of chapter 1.
我们学习生命之道，今天已经是第三次了。
This is the third time we talk about the way of life here.
让我们来做一个简明的回顾。
May we have a simple review of the chapter?
首先
，First，
我们所信的生命之道
，the way of life that we believe，
为什么是生命之道
？And why we call this the way of life？
因为它是真的
，because it is true，
它是活的
，it is living，
它是看得见、摸得着的
，it's something living and we can touch。
是由信靠主而得来的。
And we can only receive this by believing in the Lord.
昨天我有一个、从中国大陆过来的牧师。
And last night I happened to meet a pastor from mainland China.
Yeah, 他来见我。
He came to see me.
他把他的、正道的、资料，他把他写的文章他的简历都给我。
He showed me his resume and his sermons and some of his background to me.
我就跟他讲，我说弟兄啊。
And I say to him, brother.
我说我们最重要的是什么
？What is the most important thing that we need to pay attention?
不在于你懂得多少这个真理。
It's not how much you know about the truth.
不在乎你讲的有多么好。
It's not about how eloquent that you can deliver your sermon.
而在乎你是不是把这个真理应用在自己身上行出来。
But rather, can you actually apply the truth and live out the truth?
我说我很同意英国牧师是不真的他的一个观点。
I say I truly agree with the understanding from the British pastor Spurgeon.
他怎么说呢
？This is what he said.
他说，讲道就是应用。
He said preaching is application.
应用就是讲道。
Application is preaching.
应用什么时候开始？讲道。就什么时候开始
When you are applying the word is when you are preaching. When you are preaching, you are applying this truth.
我很同意这个观点。
I truly agree with his statement.
所以我觉得我跟他那个弟兄讲。
And therefore, as I continue with the conversation with this brother,
我说我们不要去注重我们这个理论上有多么的这个精深。
And let us not focus too much attention about how much we understand the theology.
你要把注意力放在这些真理，你真的就行了吗
？You have to pay attention to the truth and live out the truth.
如果你从来都没有行过
，If you have never lived out the truth，
我说不需要我们去讲。
Then we don't need to say anything.
可以在大学请一个教授比我们讲的好。
We can invite a college professor. He can deliver better than us pastors.
我们要保守自己的生命之道吗
？Should we keep the way of life to us?
那你就要舍己。
Then you need to sacrifice.
那你就要背起自己的十字架。
And you have to carry your own cross.
这一点，如果你不行，不去做
，If you don't carry, you don't do this.
你知道生命之道，你听了生命之道，你听了再多，知道的再多，什么用都没有。
What's the use of knowing the way of life? What's the use of knowing the knowledge of the way of life?
所以耶稣说，若有人要来跟从我，就当舍己。并天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
This is the very reason why Jesus is saying, "Whoever wants to follow me, you need to carry your own cross daily."
我们不是在研究理论。
We are not here to do a word study.
我们是在研究这个有生命的道。
We are here to understand the word of life, the way of life.
我们在信这个生命之道。
We are here.Put their trust and believe this way of life.
我们就要由这个道而来的生命。
And therefore, we need to receive this life from this word.
如果你听了，你学了，你没有任何的生命。
If you have learned it, you understand it, you keep in your head, and yet there's no life expression.
那你不需要浪费这个时间了。
Then please don't waste your time.
所以，生命之道，首先我们就要知道，这个生命之道是从主来的，它是真的，是活的，它能带给我们生命的。
So the top priority we need to know, this way of life is from the living Lord. He is the one who can give us life.
你得到了这个生命。
Once you receive this life,
你怎么保守这个生命呢？
Then how can you keep this life?
那你就要舍己，你就要天天背起自己的十字架。
Then you need to sacrifice and carry your own cross daily.
第二。
Secondly,
就是生命与相交的真理。
That is the truth about life and fellowship.
生命与相交的真理有三点，三个重点。
And there are three important points of life and fellowship.
没有生命的，不能与神相交。
No life, then you cannot have fellowship with God.
生命不同的，不能相交。
Different lives cannot have fellowship.
生命相同的，能够相交，而且要好好的相交。
那Same lives, and then you can have fellowship. Not only you have fellowship, you're going to have intimate fellowship.
这是生命之道的第二讲里面我们讲到。
And this is the section which you have covered on my second talk before.
最后就是我们今天生命之道的第三讲。
Certainly is the portion we have covered today.
认罪悔改。
That we need to confess and repent.
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们信仰我们的信仰是生命之道
Our faith is the way of life
我们不是信仰基督教
We are not here to believe in Christianity
我们当然首先就要认识什么是生命之道
Of course, we need to understand what is the way of life first
但是掌握这个知识并不是我们的目的
And however, in order to grasp this knowledge is not our ultimate purpose
我们的目的是什么呢
And what is our purpose?
就是要把所信的生命之道行出来
It's to live out this faith, the way of life
那有的弟兄姐妹可能就要问呢
Then some of the brothers and sisters may ask,
怎么知道我这个生命之道是不是行出来了呢？
How do I know I actually live out the way of life?
你想知道吗？
Do you want to know?
你关心这件事情吗？
Do you really concerned about this?
那就请你来回答下面几个关键的问题。
If so, please answer some of the following critical questions I'm going to ask.
第一个关键问题
First critical question
你确实真心诚意的信靠了耶稣吗
Do you sincerely wholeheartedly put your trust in Jesus Christ?
因为这关系到你真的能得到生命
Because it is the key that whether you can receive this true life or not
第二个关键问题
Second critical question
你是不是愿意舍弃自己，天天背起自己的十字架去跟从主呢
？Are you willing to sacrifice yourself and carry your own cross and follow Jesus Christ daily？
为什么要关键这个问题
？And why is this a key question？
因为这个关系到神赐给自己的生命是不是能够得到保守
？Because It is a matter whether we can keep this way of life and keep this life in us.
如果你已经有了这个生命
If you already possess this life,
但是你没有把它保守住，它又跑掉了
And if you don't keep it, you will go.
那你这个不是失去了你的属灵的生命吗？
Then you are losing this way of life.
怎么样才能保守住自己的生命呢
？And how can you keep your own life here?
就是耶稣说的，就当舍己，天天背起自己的十字架。
Then you need to sacrifice yourself and carry your own cross daily and follow Jesus.
第三个要回答的关键问题
，The third critical questions we all need to answer.
我与神。我与兄弟姐妹之间
，The relationship I have with the Lord and among the brothers and sisters
是不是有真实而美好的相交
？Is it sincere and have a close and truthful fellowship？
为什么这个事情很重要
Why is this important?
因为它关系到啊，我们自己的生命能不能够变成美好
Because it matters whether we can have a better spiritual life or not.
如果你与神从来没有相交
If you never have fellowship with God.
如果与你弟兄姐妹从来没有美好的真实而美好的相交
If you never have a good and sincere and close relationship among brothers and sisters.
主日崇拜我就来了，来了我就走了。
I only come on Sunday worship and after that I'm gone.
你的生命不能变得美好。
Then your life cannot turn better.
也有人问，为什么一定要祈祷和兄弟姐妹之间要有真实而美好的相交呢
？And people may ask, why should we have a good fellowship among brothers and sisters?
这个圣经里面是这么来教导我们的。
And then the scripture explains like this.
因为什么是教会
？What is church?
是这个房子吗
？Is this building the church?
是那个牌子吗
？Is the sign?
都不是。
No, they are not.
什么是教会
？What is church?
教会就是被神拯救、蒙神呼召出来的那一群人。
Church is a group of people being called by God.
这群人在这里敬拜、赞美、感谢神。
And call people being called by God gather together, give their thanksgiving and praise to God.
那就是我们大家。
Then that's all of us here.
这就是教会
，and this is the church，
也就是团契
，this is the fellowship。
团契是做什么的
？and what's the purpose of fellowship？
教会是做什么的
？and what's the purpose of church？
那就是要彼此劝勉
，that is to encouraging and edifying one another，
彼此建立
，and to build up one another，
彼此关心。
To care for one another,
彼此相爱
and to love one another.
所以说，你不仅要与神要真实而美好的相交，你还要与你的弟兄姐妹真实而美好的相交。
And therefore, not only you need to build a good relationship with God, you also need to build a good relationship among your brothers and sisters in the church.
各位弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我对弟兄姐妹这个称号。我对弟兄姐妹这个称号
I have a particular
yeah, 是非常的重视
I truly value the titles of brothers and sisters
我在我原来的团契里面我们团契大概有这个七八十个人加上小孩超过一百了
And inOf the fellowship I was in, we had about close to 100 people with children.
后来我献身去装备做传道。
And later on, I dedicated myself to become a full-time minister.
所以团契的弟兄姐妹就把我根据我的称号，一会儿变成传道，一会儿变成牧师。
And the fellowship I was in, they start to give me different titles. First, they call me brother.Then call me preacher. Then later on, they call me pastor.
我就要求他们。
Then I made a request to them.
我说，请你们在团契里边，或者在啊，除非特殊的情况，在一般的情况之下，你们仍然要称呼我为张弟兄。
I made a request to them when I'm in the fellowship, unless there is a special occasion, please still address me as brother.
他们说为什么
？They say why.
那不是不尊敬你吗
Isn't that more disrespectful?
我说不是
I say no
我说这个原因我是这么来想
I tell them the reason Told them the reason
在所有的这个称呼里边
Among all the titles
族类的弟兄姐妹是最荣耀的最有价值的是到永恒的
The title of brothers and sisters in the Lord is a title will last forever until eternity. It's the most glorious title.
你们自己的父母、兄弟、姐妹、儿女。
You may have parents, mom, dad, sibling, brothers and sisters, and children.
当你们从这个世界离开以后。
When you depart from this earth.
还存在吗
？Do you still exist on earth?
美国有这么多位总统呢
that we have seen many presidents in the United States.
他们还是现在还是总统吗？
Are all the ex-presidents president?
不是。
No.
他们曾经是。
They were.
而唯有主内的弟兄姐妹。
And at the same time, only brothers and sisters in the Lord.
这是最荣耀的。
It is the most glorious title.
因为我们是天父的儿女。
Because we are children of our Heavenly Father.
它是最有价值的。
It is the most valuable.
因为它直到永远。
Because this will last forever.
所以我就跟他们讲。
And therefore, I talked to the fellowship.
我今天也跟你们讲。
At the same time, I also share this with you all.
你们要好好的与弟兄姐妹相交。
You need to have a good fellowship among yourself.
因为主内的弟兄姐妹是你们永恒的亲人。
Because the brothers and sisters in the Lord is your family member forever.
你们阿门吗？
Do you amen to this?
阿门吗？
Amen?
你们还没有信心。应该信心，阿门，就是这个样子。
Yes, say amen.
谢谢，感谢主。
Thank you, praise the Lord.
所以
，therefore，
这是我们要回答的第三个问题。我们与神与弟兄姐妹之间是不是有真实而美好的相交
？The third critical question we need to answer: Do we have a sincere and truthful and intimate relationship with among brothers and sisters.
第四个要回答的关键问题。
The fourth critical question we need to answer.
在犯了错、犯了罪之后。
After we have wronged, we have commit sin.
我是不是向神认错、认罪了？
Do we confess to God and confess my sin?
还是隐瞒起来了，无所谓了？
Or I just hide my sin and try to ignore it.
这关系到你的罪能不能够被赦免。
It matters whether this sin can be forgiven or not.
它能关系到你和神的相交。
It costs your relationship with God.
因为刚才我们讲了，罪如果存在，神在上，你在下，你的祷告和相是通不过的。
Like we have mentioned before, if there's a sin, it becomes a blockage between God and you. With sin, you cannot reach to heaven.
所以关系到你与神的相交。
And therefore, it matters to your relationship with the Lord.
也关系到将来的审判。
It also matters to to the judgment to come.
所以以上这四个关键的问题
，and therefore the four critical questions we just mentioned，
如果你我的回答是肯定的
，if we all have affirmative answer to those four questions，
那么你所信仰的生命之道，那就是真实的
，and therefore the way of life you believe is truthful to you。
那是不是有的时候会觉得，那我这个四个问题没？不是都肯定的。
And perhaps you say, I'm not really sure of all those four questions you just asked.
我还有一些不完全的。
There are still a few things I haven't complete.
这个不需要灰心。
Please don't be discouraged.
那你就认真悔改。
Then you just repent and return to the Lord.
不可以一错再错。
Please don't continue to go on to the wrong path.
我们每一个家庭都需要大扫除嘛，对不对
？That all of our family once in a while we need to do a house cleanup.
我们中国人的传统就是，起码再懒的人，起码过年以前也要做一次大扫除嘛，就是。
We Chinese, no matter how lazy we are, we always at least do one house cleanup at the end of year.
因为虽然你天天啊，有的时候也在除尘，也在这个茅屋，但是总归是有。灰尘积累下来。
Even though you try to do vacuum once a while and do wiping once a while, but no matter what, there always will be dust lying on the floor and your furniture.
所以需要大扫除。
And therefore, we do need to have an overall cleanup.
人心就更需要。
not to talk about our hearts.
更需要去清洁。
It required cleaned up even more.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为在信主之前呢，认为这个无所谓嘛。
Because before we believe in the Lord, we ignore it. We think it's okay to let it go.
没进监狱就好了。
As long as I'm not in jail, then I'm fine.
所以已经积累了很多脏的东西。
So your life has been accumulated full of dirty stuff.
在信主之后
After you accept the Lord.
我们已经知道过去所不知道的那些东西是罪。
We start to recognize everything we have done and we didn't know they were sin before. Now we know.
比如骄傲，我们过去认为不是罪。
For example, in the past, we thought pridefulness it's not a sin.
可是在神看来，那是罪。
And yet, it is a sin before God's eyes.
这些东西我们过去不认为是罪，但是现在我们知道了这些东西是罪，比如说恨人也是罪，很大的罪。
For example, hatred is another sin. It's a big thing which we didn't know before.
这些罪的后果是很可怕的。
The consequence of those sins are horrible.
那么主已经给了我们这样一条出路。
And now God has given us a way out.
或者说给了我们这么一个特色。
Or God has given us a special pardon.
我不管你犯了什么罪。
No matter what we have done wrong before.
只要你认罪，我就赦免。
As long as you confess, God will forgive.
啊，那我们为什么不去认罪呢？
Then why don't we confess?
所以再有就是不要担心那认罪晚了。
And also do not worry that you have repented too late.
我会告诉大家，我是真诚实地告诉大家。
I want to share this frankly to you all.
我是在神学院进了神学院之后，我实在是觉得我要向神来认罪呀、啊。
It's only after I was in the seminary I realized I truly need to confess my sins to God.
所以有一天我就从跪在地上，从最小我能记事的时候开始，一件一件的回想我哪些事情做错了，哪些事情是罪。我把都向神认了。
Only until day I knelt down to in my room, I list all the sins I have committed since I was young. I list them out one by one, and confess to God.
啊，那个以后我真是完全的释放。
And later I was truly liberated.
为什么释放
？And why I was liberated?
因为神赦免了。
Because God has forgiven.
可是你们知道那个时候，我已经信主十多年了。
But do you know I have already accept Jesus for more than 10 years?
主没有说你晚了，我不赦免。
Jesus didn't come to me and say, "No, it's too late. I won't pardon you anymore."
说不要担心 ，never be late.
So please don't worry. It's never too late.
只要担心一件事情，你不认罪。
You only need to worry that if you refuse to confess.
各位弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
基督徒的一生
a life of a Christian,
从本质上来讲
from its essence,
就是生命被改变
it is a life being transformed,
容神一人的一生
living a life that's glorifying to God and benefits others.
正因为如此
And for this very reason,
所以悔改就成为我们信仰生活当中的一生的必须
And become a requirement for us to repent for all of our life
你们阿门吗
Do you say amen to it?
我没听见你们都在回答
I didn't hear
这是你们一生的必须不是现在的必须是一生的必须你们阿门吗
It is a necessity for your whole life, not just now. Do you amen?
如果你阿门,
if you say amen,
你去做,
then you do it.
这是太好的事情。
It will be great.
因为它会改变你的生命。
Because it will start to change your life.
因为神会看到啊你的心。
Because God will see your heart.
啊，愿一切的荣耀归于我们的。天父
May all the glory be unto our God, Heavenly Father.
归于我们的恩主耶稣基督
to our gracious Lord Jesus Christ.
下面我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
慈爱的天父，爱我们的恩主耶稣基督。
Gracious Lord, the one who loves us so much, Jesus Christ.
学习生命之道。
To learn the way of life.
让我们再一次的思想到。
To help us to learn.
主的恩典。
Your grace.
何等的长阔高深。
So deep, so high, so wide.
你为了让我们得到永生。
For us to receive eternal life.
甘愿舍弃生命。
You're willing to sacrifice yourself.
而要我们做的。
And what you are required of.
仅仅是信靠。
Just to trust.
信靠就得永生。
To trust and receive this eternal life.
你体恤宽容我们的软弱。
And you understand our weakness.
你给我们出路。
You give us a way out.
只要认罪悔改就赦免。
As long as we repent, and we will receive forgiveness.
面对你的大恩大爱。
To face such big, great grace and love.
我们是何等的亏欠和不配。
And we are not worthy, and we are so ashamed to receive such great love.
今后我们要努力改变。
And now, from now on, we want to determine to be changed.
把生命之道真正的行出来。
And truly live out this way of life.
恳求主帮助。
May God help us.
愿一切的荣耀归于天上的父。
May all the glory be unto you.
归于恩主耶稣基督。
Be unto our gracious Lord Jesus Christ.
以上的祈祷，感恩奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in such in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.